is in my template location, Galesburg, Illinois, Clement, Julin, J-U-L-Y-N-N, Pittman, P-I-T-T-M-A-N, claim number V-86848, examination date 1-10-13, adjudicator Stephen, initials P, section A. The claimant is a 52-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian, female. She seemed reliable. Documents reviewed. 1, multiple psychiatry follow-up notes from the Iowa City HCS period. Progress note. By Danny Cox from the Iowa City HCS for weight loss concerns. Period. Chief complaint: chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and migraine. History of present illness. Clement states she was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in 2009 by Dr. Maslick out of Cottage Hospital. She smoked one pack a day of cigarettes for 30 years. She reports that COPD is worse in the winter months. She gives a history of asthma. As a child, she's allergic to cats. She reports shortness of breath, wheezes and chest tightness with exhaustion, such as when doing housework. She gets cough fits that last over 5 seconds, and they're worse at night, laying down. The symptoms are relieved with the use of inhaler. She reports walking a block, climbing 30 steps, carrying laundry loads. She gets winded easily. She uses a rescue inhaler 2 to 3 times a week. She does not have a home nebulizer albuterol treatment machine. She states she hasn't had any recent emergency room visits or admissions to the hospital due to a COPD. She states she had an episode of pneumonia that exacerbated her asthma. This was treated by a primary care doctor in May of 2012. She sees a primary care doctor once a year. New paragraph. Clarence states she was diagnosed with migraines in 1991. It's aggravated with stress. It occurs 2 to 3 times a week. It's located to the right temple and front head. It radiates to the back of the head. She states her migraine has been a lot better since she underwent C4, C6 fusion in 2010. However, she notes the last 2 days, noise and light aggravates headaches. It's relieved with the use of summer tryptophan. She hasn't had any emergency room visits or admissions to the hospital due to her headaches. She sees a primary care doctor for headaches every 2 years. She states she's been treated with Alivil, which helps, but but it slowed her down a lot. Past medical history, post-traumatic stress disorder, kindly refer to CHQRT, psychological disability evaluation. Past surgical history, C4, C5, and C5, C6 fusion, 2 C-sections, and appendectomy. Hospitalization done recently, activities of daily living, walking or blocked, women is short of breath, standing for 4 hours. She has pain to the lumbar spine. Sitting for 2 hours, she has pain to the buttocks. Cooking was limited to 4 hours before she has discomfort. Lifting, pulling, and pushing is limited to 10 pounds due to neck pain. Feeding is not limited. She's able to clean, but vacuuming triggers her back pain. She's able to bait, dress, drive without limitation. Shopping is not limited. Social history, she last walked July 2010 as a mid medical transcriptionist for Trans Solutions. Education, GED. Medications, see medication list. Allergies, CPAC, Gatalin, HIM, statins, and Pivotic. Allergies, substances. She smokes one pack a day. She smoked for 36 years. She seldom drinks. She doesn't use illicit drugs. Examination, height 67. And 67, weight 122, pulse 72, respiratory rate 14, blood pressure 108/68. So now, right 20/20, left 20/15. The glasses. Going to the neck, include there's a yield surgical scar on the anterior aspect of the neck. Additional testing, PFT, normal spirometry. Impression, problem 1, asthma, problem 2, migraine headache. End of report.